Let's do it. Let's get into Joe's Need to Know News. All right, we got an update here. We've been talking about it. We sound like a sports show now. But the latest update on David Ortiz, the shooting that happened a couple of days ago. He just underwent a second surgery. He's taken his first steps since the shooting, so that's good. Meanwhile, one of the suspects has been charged with attempted homicide. But, of course, he says he's innocent. That's what I would say, too, if I shot a man in the back and was going to go to jail. United Airlines, I think this is kind of cool, guys. They've announced that they have released a new tool that will make sure you make your connecting flight.
Oh, that's good, because if you don't, they'll just drag you off the plane.
Get out of here! I'm gonna punch you in the nose. Yeah, but then Alex, you get a lawsuit and you become rich. So is that really that bad? The app is called Connection Saver, and it identifies departing flights that can be held for connecting customers. You know what? Now this is a bad idea. What if I have to wait for you? I don't want to wait for you. Let me fly.
Right.
I don't know if I like this now.
That whole brand, that whole company is just a mess.
The app is being tested in Denver and Chicago. Those are really big airports. And United Airlines says they'll soon expand to other airports if this is successful. Tyson Food, they were calling about 95 tons of fully cooked frozen chicken fritters after plastic was found in the chicken. I've had a lot of stories lately where there's plastic found in food. Guys, can we keep the plastic out of the food, please? Please.
Yeah, where's our people on the assembly line checking?
I don't know. Maybe they're dropping it in there for flavor. This is kind of cool sports stuff. The United States is after a fourth Women's Cup World title, and they kicked some butt yesterday. Liv, did you see this? I don't know if you're a big soccer fan.
Not a huge soccer fan.
Okay, it was in France yesterday. USA versus Thailand. The U.S. set a new scoring record. They won 13-0.
Good.
Jeez,
13
that's
goals?
Crazy.
Oh, my God. I have to get excited right now. USA, yeah, okay. But that's 13 goals is impressive. Game 7 tonight of the Stanley Cup Finals. It's going to be between the St. Louis Blues and the Boston Bruins. That will be in Boston. I'm going to stay up and watch that game. This is a photo. You'll have to see it when we put it up online at joeandalexshow.com in a little bit. There's this model. Have you heard of her called Caitlin Christine, I believe it is?
No.
She's a model, so I don't know. Maybe she's just, not that popular. But she shared a photo of her cat's new haircut after... I guess her father took the cat to a groomer, and she thought her cat Oscar was going to come back with a trim, but instead the animal looks like a slinky. Alex, do you see this photo I have right there? Check this out.
Oh my word, what were they thinking?
I have no clue, but it looks like, I feel bad for the cat. The cat's okay, but it does look like a slinky. They're hoping the hair will grow back. But there's actually now an Instagram for Slinky Cat, so.
I love it. Well, Grumpy Cat tragically just passed away, so we need another special social media cat.
Okay, this is insane. Guys, watch out for your crazy lady. A 21-year-old Florida woman was attacked by her boyfriend. Actually, I'm sorry, I take this back. I don't feel bad now. She was attacked by her boyfriend, and what did she do? What would you do if a man attacked you, Alex, if you didn't have a gun on you?
Because obviously, screaming.
Scream? Would you punch him in the eye or kick him in the junk?
Yeah, you're scratching, you're biting.
Okay, would you do this? She squeezed his...
members?
Mm-hmm. It hurts to say this. She squeezed his little berries so hard that they were bleeding.
And he attacked her?
He came after her, and she's like, I gotcha!
Well, good for her.
Say uncle! I don't even know how that bleeds, to be honest. I don't even want to think about that. I'm in pain now. It wasn't known what the couple was arguing about, but the woman hit the victim with a brush and punched him in the face. She also choked him and grabbed his junk until they started bleeding. The woman has been charged with domestic battery and is not allowed to have contact. But it said that the story is so confusing because it said that he came at her first. I don't know. Either way, the fact that it's bleeding makes me really, really scared.
Well,
so don't mess.
Daddy ever decides to cheat on me, that's what's going to be happening. So this is a warning.
It'll be blood games?
Yes.
Okay. And finally, we don't get too political on the show. I mean, we all have our own little different opinions, which is great. That's the awesome thing about our country. But can we, for a second, guys, stop what we're doing and listen to this audio? And can we unite as a show and as a country behind this amazing jam? You know the song Old Town Road?
Yes.
Let's call this one Old Town President. It's featuring President Donald Trump.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my
horse. Doesn't even sound like it.
He's auto-tuned like crazy. Some does.
Till I can't no more. I got the horses in the back. Horse tag is attached.
Oh my gosh.
Got the boots.
boots that black to match. Riding on that horse, you can whip your horse. Often in the valley, you can bet up off that horse now. Can't nobody tell me nothing.
I can't remember who it is, but one of the nominees that is a Democrat running in the primaries, they have this song as their walkout song.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I can't think of who it is.
I'm like confused as to what's going on here. Like,
they've auto-tuned the crap. It's really him, which I'm impressed that people can do this. It's really him doing speeches and they're slowing him down, stretching him up. But I think they auto-tuned it too much.
Yeah, because you can't tell it's him.
Yeah, because but you've seen it before. I'm like, wow, it's so good. But I just think the video is probably a little bit better. That's why you can see it on our joeandalexshow.com. I'll put it up there in a little bit.
It sounds like the voice that is in a lot of Avicii songs.
Yes, it is. Wait, has that been President Trump the whole time? Well, that's some need to know news. Hey, check it out at joeandalexshow.com.